Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It was fun, obviously. You know, the goal is to make the playoffs and compete for a Stanley Cup every year. But, you know, I think that we have a motivated group in here of guys that want to win and want to be in the fight. So it's a big summer for everyone.
There's Bo Byram as the Sabres had locker cleanout this week. The regular season is now done. We'll have playoff preview discussion with our Friday analyst, Shayna Goldman from The Athletic, coming up later on in the show. But we'll put a wrap on the regular season, talk Amerks as they continue to wind down their regular season with two massive games, including tonight, Blue Cross Arena, and of course on Sunday in Utica with Marty and Brian. And rather interesting development based on your prediction, Marty, that Vegas would cruise into the 2-3 matchup with Edmonton. And there was significant change at the end of the regular season as LA pulled a rabbit out of the hat and Vegas didn't quite have what they needed against the Ducks.
What's the old saying? Records are made to be broken. Well, predictions are made to be broken as well. You hope to be a little bit better than 50% when you predict things, right? And that's the good old weather people story is like, 50% chance of rain. There was 50% chance I was going to be right, 50% chance I was going to be wrong. Anaheim cruising to beat in the Vegas Golden Knights, who did not look good. And I'm a little worried for Vegas because, you know, yes, they've been hurt all season. Well, most of the season, they've missed some players. Aiden Hill did not look really good and comfortable in that game. Who did he start in game one? And now, instead of facing the Edmonton Oilers in the first round, they are facing the Dallas Stars, which not only, I mean, face Dallas or face the Oilers, it's fine. It's the fact that if the Vegas Golden Knights want to repeat as Stanley Cup champions, they are going through the toughest division with Dallas, Colorado, and Winnipeg. So they're going to have to beat Dallas in the first round and beat the winner of Winnipeg and Colorado in the second round to try to get to the, you know, the conference finals. So I think it's really, really daunting for Vegas right now, the position they put themselves in.
You think they wanted the matchup with Dallas instead of Edmonton?
Personally, I would say no.
Okay.
I'd say they wanted to finish, you know, high as possible, which would have been third in the Central Division. Instead, they end up moving in the other way around. In the Pacific Division, I should say. They were third in the Pacific, and then instead they worked their way into the Central Division playing Dallas. So, yeah, I think they wanted to finish third in the Pacific.
What do you make of LA and Edmonton again?
Look, I said it yesterday because somebody asked me, do you think that the Edmonton Oilers are going to be cheering for the LA Kings to win and Vegas to lose and whatever? I'm like, be careful what you wish for. LA, their defensive structure, Anze Kopitar, Philip Deneau, Drew Doughty. it could be a little trouble for the Oilers if you hope that your big guys are going to lead the way. I know it's McDavid, Dreisaitl, Hyman, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, whatever. But for me, the Oilers, their depth is what's better. Now, they got Kane, Perry, Fogle. They've got good players in their depth that has helped them. So I think the Oilers beat the LA Kings, but it's not as easy as in they're going to sweep or win in five. I think it's going to be a little harder than that. But LA, good for them, right? They made a coaching change. Quinton Byfield finally scored another goal. Good for him last night to get a goal and maybe get some momentum before the playoffs. But LA is not going to be an easy out for the Oilers.
Okay, well, I didn't want to get too far into the playoffs. Like I said, we'll do that with Shayna at the bottom of the hour. But from a regular season, you know, putting a bow on things standpoint, there's a minor thing in your craw today, and that is that Laurent Brossoit does not get to share the Jennings.
Yeah, I'm all mad with goaltenders and what happened last night and during the season. Listen, great year for the Winnipeg Jets defensively. Connor Hellebuck and Laurent Brossoit were fantastic all season long. They win the Jennings Trophy. I get it. When I was with the Buffalo Sabres when we won the Jennings Trophy in 2000, 2001, I believe. And it was Dominic Hasek, right? Like, Dom was the guy. That's the reason why we win the Jennings Trophy. And I didn't play the 25 games. I didn't get the bonus. I had a bonus for major awards in my contract. I didn't get the bonus, but that's fine. Like, it was all about Dom. But this is different here. I think Laurent Brossoit playing 23 games, 22 of those starts, had a big impact on if the team is going to win the Jennings Trophy, which is given to the lowest goals allowed after 82 games. Mm-hmm. Look, he's played. He didn't just play five games. He didn't just play 10 games. He played 23 games. That's enough for me to say you have an impact, and now his name's not going to go in the trophy. The rule, when they did the Jennings Trophy, because it used to be the Vezina Trophy was given to the lowest goals against team, which is why when the Sabres won it with Sauvé and Edwards, they were both on the trophy, on the Vezina Trophy. It changed. The Vezina Trophy became to the best goaltender voted by the general managers, and the Jennings Trophy is to the lowest goals allowed in the season. But there was always the, you have to play 25 games. Okay, because back in the days when Patrick Waugh and Andre Rasico won it almost every year, Patrick played 50 and Rasico played 32. It was like almost a split. But now it's not that case when you look at the way the goalies play. And I think playing at least 15 games should be good enough to win the Jennings. So I'm a little upset about Laurent Brossoit not getting a recognition on the trophy long term.
Anything else on your mind from the regular? What?
I'm almost so upset with the way that the Edmonton Oilers handled their goaltending last night against Colorado.
Yes.
So they go into their last game of the season, a game that doesn't mean anything to the Edmonton Oilers. They don't have Evan Bouchard, Zach Hyman, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid. They're not dressing them. And they play against Colorado in Colorado. And they're going to put Stuart Skinner, your number one goaltender, in the net to face this onslaught. It was 3-0 9 minutes in. It was 4-0 like quickly. After 12 shots and 4 goals, they pull Stuart Skinner. That's the way you want him to go into the playoffs. I said, hey, why don't you go face McKinnon? And Colorado didn't rest anybody. They played all their team. And look, Chris Knobloch had to know that was going to happen. So I don't like how Edmonton handled their last few games and throwing Stuart Skinner into the fire like this right before the playoffs were going to start.
You're bothered by it.
I'm extremely bothered by it.
Does it bother Skinner?
I can't. No. You can say that. That's fine. It's definitely in the back of your mind. There's different levels of it, but nobody likes to get pulled. Nobody likes to get lit up.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if it's game one of the season or game 82. Like, it's maybe a little easier to say, I didn't have my guys in front of me. It will be different game one of the playoffs when we play the LA Kings. But I just don't like how they treated them in that situation.
Yeah, I would agree. And I'm not prone to doing that with you. So,
hey, this is a new day. It's playoffs. We agree. That's good.
Yeah. I don't know where you are, but it's gray and miserable here in the Flower City, let me tell you. A lot of rain.
It's gray and miserable here in
the Queen City.
The Queen City of Buffalo and in the South Towns especially.
Well, I'll say this. It was pretty cool just to see everything wrap up last night. Kucherov, of course, has the scoring title. Matthews has the Rocket. I got to say, and you know, I try not to spend an extraordinary amount of time talking about Matthews or the Leafs, but the whole problem with like hockey discussion in Toronto, and it's always been this way, right? Like even when something is good, they make it negative. And after that Tampa game the other night, when he had 12 shots and 16 shot attempts, all you can read anywhere is Matthews
Fails. Yes.
It's like, stop with the negative wraparound of his season. Like, oh my God, how do you not celebrate 69? Like, you know, just misses 70 or something, but still sets, like, I get it. The details are in the story, but people see headlines, and I hate it when that's the focal point of a truly spectacular season.
Artemi Panarin's at 49 goals, 120 points. Is anybody in New York saying Panarin fails to get to 50? No, he didn't fail to anything. He scored 49 goals. And yes, getting 50 would have been great, but he got 120 points. What a season by Artemi Panarin. There's been so many of those stories. Yeah, I get the whole he failed to get to 70. He had two
comes
games
up
to get
short,
it done.
Doesn't come through, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
And he had his best success late in the year with Max Domi and Tyler Bertuzzi as his winger. And Max Domi did not play the last few games, just, you know, managing a little soreness or whatnot to be ready for game one. I think Matthews will be fine for game one in the playoffs, although I don't know. Not sure that it's going to be a long playoff. I'm looking at the playoff odds. This is interesting. And we'll talk to Shayna about this. The Boston Bruins are a minus 120 to win the series, and Toronto's an even plus 100. And I'm like, I think this is a definite Boston Bruins win, but that's just the way I look at it. So it'd be interesting to see how Shayna sees it, because I think that Vegas, the odd makers, have Colorado favoring against Winnipeg, and they have Boston really close against Toronto, where I have Boston beating Toronto handily, and I have Winnipeg winning against Colorado. So I'm on the other side of those two. I'm interested to see what Shane is going to say about that.
Yeah, I'm feeling like we need to like break early and get maximum time from Shayna today, but we'll do our best here. Quickly, before we transition to the Amerks, Blue Cross Arena tonight, can't wait to see you here because they can't nail down first outright tonight, but they could certainly put themselves in the driver's seat with a win over Cleveland. But we'll discuss that a little further here coming up. But it's going to be cool for the Amerks to have a big crowd here tonight, and then we'll see how the weekend plays out and whether they land number one in the North. But just to kind of wrap from Sabres locker cleanout, and also whether you've heard anything else from your colleagues, anybody else in the business as far as, you know, names of note in the coaching search or anything else from yesterday's, you know, day long second day of player interviews on their way out. What was, if any, news takeaways from the last 24 hours for you?
Well, today is an interesting day because a lot of teams are talking, teams that like the Sabres did it right away. They ended on Monday, boom, Tuesday, they're talking, the Don Granato news happened. A lot of teams ended on Wednesday night. Thursday is a quiet day. They talk on Friday. So now what we're hearing is St. Louis Blues are going to conduct a full coaching search. Even though Drew Bannister did well, they want to go over a lot of candidates. And Doug Armstrong even said, it's going to take a little while because some of the candidates I want to interview are still coaching right now in the playoffs. I'm like, whoa, that is a big statement, right? To say it out loud like this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Pittsburgh Penguins, Kyle Dubas said he will sit down with Mike Sullivan and discuss the staff, the coaching staff. I think there's still a lot that's going to happen. So I know Kevin Adams said he wanted to start right away, but I still think there's a lot of moving pieces. The New Jersey Devils are in the same boat. So there's a lot of moving pieces, and we're getting a better sense of what teams are going to do now. When it comes to the Sabres specifically, look, I like what Owen Power had to say. I like that he talked about quickness, explosiveness, because I thought it was lacking in his game a little bit this year, especially early in the season. So those are individual stuff that I thought were good to hear again from some of the players that are saying next year when they show up to camp, things are going to be different, taking some ownership and accountability for the lack of success this year.
Right. And Matias Samuelsson, of course, and I don't want to say easy to forget, but when you consider that you had the Byram trade and a lot of people looked at Byram coming in and it was a talking point, you know, the fact of the matter is the Sabres played a ton of games this year without Matias Samuelsson, who looks to, you know, kind of remake himself a little bit in order to be there more often next year. Here's Matias.
It was tough. I can't lie to you. It was probably the hardest mental year of my career so far. And, you know, definitely had the injury bug here the last couple of years. And, you know, I mean, I could flip and I could go 5 years now and play all 82 for 5 years. So, you know, just trying to stay positive. Train a little different this summer, but I mean, everyone says it. Injuries, they suck, and when you're not around the group for that long and miss out on everything, it's hard. It's really hard, and definitely struggle with it this year.
The one thing though that I've liked here in the last couple of years under Don Granato is the accessibility for players who aren't in the lineup. You know, we have seen guys around more than, and this is not just a Buffalo thing. I mean, I've been, you know, between the two of us, we've been around this for a long time. Like sometimes when guys are injured, like you never, ever, ever see them. And I think the beauty of this young group is they still like being around one another. And there is again, just an openness like, yeah, like be here, be on the bench and pregame skates and things like that. And I think it just adds to the depth of the relationships that these guys have, which, of course, as I sit here at Blue Cross Arena, for many of them, it started here. So I love that. But it's also, I think, like any person, there's more thoughtfulness on every matter. The older that you get, that you have more to work with when processing why stuff happens, why it may not. And I thought Samuelsson was very reflective there.
Very reflective. The injury bug is not easy to deal with. It can put you in a really bad place. And I think he's handled it as much as well and as much as he can. But he's a glue guy. And there's those guys that bring everybody together. And And he's one of them. Like, we ran this little silly thing about he and Jack Quinn playing Mario Kart, right, on Nintendo 64. And he was funny and he was interesting. And the guys all love him. And the same thing with him being, you said, on the bench during pregame skate, making little comments. Like, he's a glue guy. And I know that he hasn't been playing every game the last few years and he's been hurt. And it's obviously unfortunate. But he's a, when in the locker room, he's a definitely a big glue guy, and it makes a difference.
What do you envision now out of Samuelson amidst the group that they currently have? And again, this is all unknown based on the fact that there will be a new head coach. Do you have any interesting, different projections already as to how this group could be paired up, so to speak?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. I think Sammy in my top six defense core is a third pair guy. And it's not because he can't play in the top four. I think what you have to do is, number one, use him in the most effective situations, which obviously the penalty kill is big for Matthias Samuelson, and more of a defensive role type of guy. But also, I think you got to start managing his minutes until he gets over the hurdle of saying, okay, I'm good now. And the injuries are what it is. You block a shot, you know, in prospect camp or rookie camp or whatnot, and you miss a long time, and it's going to happen. But I think now you got Power, you got Dallin, you got Byram. That's three out of four in your top four, in my opinion. And maybe it's Yoki Aryu in the top four. Maybe it's somebody else. But I think Sammy would be more benefiting from being in the third pair. And I think of Matthias Samuelson like a Mark Stahl type of guy. I played with Mark Stahl in New York, right? Mm-hmm. And Mark Stahl could play top four. Mark Stahl was playing with Dan Girardi. And then all of a sudden he got hurt and Ryan McDonough came in. And Mark Stahl was like, well, I'm not on the top pair anymore, but I can be effective somewhere else. And he was a third pair guy and he was very effective.
And he's still playing.
And he's still playing, and he's got one eye that he can barely see out of because he took a puck to the eye because of injuries. He adjusted his role and what he's doing and his effectiveness, but he's still playing. Mm-hmm. I think I see Samuelson as a Mark Stahl type of guy that you could play in the top four, but you're probably going to be better used for us in the bottom four and the bottom pair, which can still work for Samuelson. He's not making $7-8 million a year. A $4 million defenseman could be a third pair guy, a penalty killing guy, a shutdown guy. It's not overpaying for that guy.
He'd be a number seven in Vegas at that price.
Well, that's because everything is more expensive in Vegas.
No, they like their defensemen, and they've got a lot of them locked up, and I think it's effective. The question is, can they get the saves and get health for Vegas? And we'll talk more about that coming up. But, I feel like, you know, now I'm just way more interested in asking you bigger questions about the defense and how it could be changed in an effort to bolster the top nine. Do you envision a trade of some of the people we just mentioned in that group of six?
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. I think the one player you could look to move maybe Yoki Aryu, just because I think he finished really good, but now you're moving a right-hand shot again, and now you're putting yourself in lefty, you know, Dallin, lefty Power, lefty Byram, lefty Samuelson, lefty Ryan Johnson, and you're like, what do? You got all these lefties. Although it's not that big of a deal, but in the perfect world, you'd want to at least have maybe three right-handed shots.
This or that, left, right, or face-offs, which matter most?
I'm going to say left, right matters a little bit more than face-offs. Do we agree again?
100%.
Are we two for two today?
What a day. Mark it down. Put that April on a t-shirt. 19th, 2024. We agree.
Put that on a t-shirt. We agreed twice on four. What is today's date? The 18th, the 19th, 4-19, 2024.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I'm sitting here, you know, talking about this because now whether I've talked myself into it, I just think they're at a point, and it feels like it based on the general manager's comments, you know, of the urgency, the recognition of where they're at, where they have to get to this coming season. So I don't think they're going to be shy of making a significant trade. So I think it's easier perhaps to look at where they are perception-wise, depth-wise, which is the blue line, very strong. But then the other part of it is, and this is a discussion that everybody wants to have with this team, will they move prospects and picks also, right? Because, like, I'm sitting here in Rochester, we have Noah Ostlund playing his first game as an Amerik tonight, right? We've just seen Anton Wahlberg come in late in the year and I would say be pretty seamless, right? Rusek has just come down from the Sabres. Yes, there are still injuries, but just in Rochester alone, let alone the junior ranks and the global ranks and the draft coming up, of which they have all the picks, all their expected picks. I think people are, again, based on comments this week, there's a heightened urgency to this conversation, or an appetite, pardon me, for this conversation, because the reality is they are still flush with picks and prospects.
Yeah, and then if you look at Kevin Adams, he has now been the GM since, 2021? So it's been like 3 years.
It's 4 years.
It's been 4 years. Okay. 2020. It's been 4 years. He made a bold decision to say, we're moving on from Don Granato and we got to go in a different direction. The window is open. This is our time. I also think that bold decisions, especially when it comes to prospects and draft picks, are going to be on the table now. To say, how do we make ourselves better? Buying somebody out. Like, because in the end, I mean, that you like it or not, as a general manager, once you guys start going down these steps, the spotlight becomes on you. I said that for like Rob Blake in LA. Once he fired Todd McLellan and made the Pierre-Luc Dubois trade and all of that, all of a sudden, whoop, it's on you, right? That's just the way that it is. How Tom Fitzgerald in New Jersey fired his coach and didn't address the goaltending until late. Now, all of a sudden, whoop, the spotlight is on you. I think that that's the same thing for Kevin Adams. But that's why the desperation, and I don't want to call it negative desperation, but sometimes it's a positive desperation. It gets you to do something that maybe you wouldn't have done a year ago, but you'll do it now. I think maybe more on the table and in the cards when it comes to prospects and picks and all of that stuff.
Yeah, and just looking at tonight from an Amerik standpoint, the fact that Ostlund, you know, he's been here for a little bit. He's had some opportunity to practice and pregame skate and all that. He's coming in to play with the two hottest offensive players on the team and the two most talked about prospects the past year, which are Jiří Kulík and, of course, Isaac Rosanne.
Yep.
Like, what a nice fit. You know, he's been traditionally a center, but Seth Appert said this morning, like, he's not worried one bit. This kid, and we've seen him, especially in World Juniors, you know, he's just has great intelligence when it comes to the game. So nice opportunity if you're coming down to see that unfold tonight. Wahlberg continues to play with the veterans and Yops and Mersch, and with Rusek back and probably a little bit more time to rest over the last couple of days after a bit of a whirlwind, you know, you end the year road, come back way early in the morning from Tampa and all that. But I mean, Rusek with Byro and Weisbach could very well be like the line that does most of the damage when the playoffs begin, right? So this is exciting. Oh. Like it's just adding to, I don't know, the assessment people will have of, okay, where are these prospects at? Who can push whom? And if they're not ready, then what decisions get made?
Prospects in the AHL are great because they are moving on to your NHL team. You want them to get the experience. But when you get to playoffs in the AHL, the veterans, your players that have been there a long time, are the one that usually make the difference. Like, look at Hershey and Coachella last year, right?
Yeah, but how did Jiří as a rookie start the playoffs last year with a 6-game goal scoring streak?
But
unbelievable.
That's exciting. That's great. But the teams that Roch, unfortunately, did not win it last year, right?
Yes.
Because the veterans are the ones that over 4 series and the travel and all of that, they're the one that make the difference. The older team usually shine through. That was the case with Hershey, Coachella Valley, Chicago for many years. Like, that's Carolina. I had an older team in Charlotte. That's the way it works.
Veteran reporter. Veteran of many Fridays on Sabres Live. Oh. Shayna Goldman is next. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.